This is the UN Gender Year in Review, a program that looks back on some of the major stories making headlines in 2015. I'm Veronica Reeves. Coming up in the program, women bear the brunt of terror worldwide, and artists use music to shine a light on women's rights. But first, 15 years after the adoption of a groundbreaking resolution focused on the link between gender equality and international peace and security, the world gathered in October to take stock of progress made in this critical area. More than 100 countries participated in the UN Security Council meeting. Deanne Penn brought us the story.
Security Council Resolution 1325 emerged in the aftermath of conflict in Rwanda, Somalia, and Yugoslavia. Pumzili Mlambo Nguka is Executive Director of UN Women, the United Nations Entity for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment.
Where women are at the peace table, they are able to make compromises that allow for faster progress, but not at the expense of core aspects of long-term lasting sustainability. In Colombia, where the talks are still ongoing, in the most recent agreement on justice, women have secured an agreement which states that there would be no amnesty for sexual violent crimes.
Since the resolution's adoption, not only has the number of major violent conflicts increased, there's also been a rise in violent extremism and terrorism, perhaps the greatest threat to global peace and security at present, according to the Security Council. Terrorist groups such as ISIL or ISIS in the Middle East and Boko Haram in West Africa have targeted women and girls. Yana Mohammed is co-founder and president of the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq.
We at the Organization of Women's Freedom in Iraq have documented the execution of over 150 women in one area controlled by ISIS because they refused to obey the so-called Islamic State. In the absence of government-sponsored services, local women's groups meet the needs of those most vulnerable to the conflict. We are at the forefront of providing aid and services in places unreachable by international aid organizations. Yet we remain vastly underrepresented in our efforts to prevent and address conflict and violent extremism. Our rights are not protected, let alone promoted.
At the UN, Resolution 1325 has led to five women being appointed heads of peacekeeping operations. There is now a special representative on sexual violence in conflict. But more must be done, says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
At a time when armed extremist groups place subordination of women at the top of their agenda, we must place women's leadership and protection of women's rights at the top of ours.
Mr. Ban outlined what he called an ambitious agenda for UN peacekeeping that includes deploying gender advisors to all special political missions. 15% of all peacebuilding funds will also go to projects that address gender equality and women's empowerment. Deanne Penn, United Nations.
Terrorism was a major story in many places around the world in 2015. The terrorist group ISIL gained ground across the Middle East and carried out attacks against civilians with alarming frequency. As Matthew Wells reported for us in October, at a briefing at UN headquarters on ISIL, the testimony from one young Yazidi victim who had been sold into slavery and then raped was particularly chilling.
The briefing, organized by the UN Alliance of Civilizations, brought together victims, advocates, and individuals working in Syria and Iraq on behalf of women and girls enslaved by ISIL fighters. An estimated 550,000 Yazidis were forced to flee their homes around the Sinjar Mountains in August 2014 after the militant Islamists of ISIL attacked their ancestral area and captured thousands of women and girls. It became clear immediately that there was a plan to enslave and sexually abuse them, said Yazidi professor Kider Domle, who set up a rescue operation that's freed hundreds over the past year. He described one chilling story he'd been told by a girl who escaped.
He have a family and he's married two women and he take a girl's 16 years as a for the sexual slavery. She say the family, they are very happy. They told me it is your punishment because you are Yazidi. We are still around 3,000 women and children in those in the hand of those barbarians.
He praised the work of many in the room to help care for the young victims of ISIL. But for the thousands of women and girls still trapped, much more needed to be done.
It's become over a year. We feel we become forgotten. There are a lot of things done till now by Yazidis, by Kurdish governments to support, especially the women who escaped. There are a lot of NGOs working, but nothing's been done how we can take those 3,000 women and children from ISIS.
The market price for Yazidi victims indicated just how severe the problem of sexual slavery had become in ISIL territory, he concluded.
The cheaper one, they are video, they recorded, it was $10 for a woman. We are in the 21st century, so woman, she's been sold by $10. Woman, she's been sold by $40, like Bazi, she's sitting here.
Bazi, not her real name, was one Yazidi survivor who was determined to recount her story of slavery and rape. Her face covered entirely by a veil in the UN conference room. She said it was essential for the truth to come out. Her words were translated.
I thank God that I was able to free myself and to run away. And it's been months that I'm back, but I don't feel that I'm back and out of their hands, because I have many, many other girls that are still captured by them. I know what's happening to them, so I don't feel myself that I'm freed yet.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.
Throughout 2015, we carried several stories about the need to preserve and promote women's rights around the world. In November, Anna Carmo brought us the unique story of a Nigerian singer, Nneka, and Miss V from Ghana, who use music to shine a light on women's rights.
Where do I go?
Nigerian singer Nneka has become one of the most vocal advocates of anti-corruption and women's rights in Africa since she released her debut album Victim of Truth in 2005. Now she has taken her message to one of the most powerful global institutions there is, the World Bank headquarters in Washington.
I use my music as a platform to express issues as such. I grew up in a country, Nigeria, where, you know, as a woman, you do not have that much freedom to express yourself.
Nneka, who has shared the stage with acts such as The Roots and Femi Kuti, enjoys lending her star power to NGOs.
I use my music also to, partner with other NGOs who have to do with women specifically. I work with the AWDF, which is the African Women's Development Fund in Ghana. I am their cultural ambassador.
Ghana is also home for Miss V. The 23-year-old singer encourages youth to determine their future through her single, Natural Girl. She explains the message behind the hit.
Na 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 na, I'm a natural girl, yeah.
Na 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 na.
Natural Girl is very important to me because it has an amazing message, and this message is just telling particularly young girls, but the youth in general, to be themselves, to not let society push them to be what they do not want to be.
Besides rooting for women's rights, Miss V wants to do her part for the poor. The song End Poverty is a call to action for everyone in the world to join the fight.
So in the song there's one line that runs through that says, Mikata miwadaka. It just means we should all come together. We should all educate each other on poverty and how to get rid of poverty. It's not one person's work, it's everybody's work, so we should all come together.
While both artists will continue to help empower women through music, Nneka has some special advice.
Whatever you do, do with confidence, as long as you are grounded. There are no boundaries in this life. Only when you take someone else's freedom or space, then that's something else, you know.
Anna Carmo, United Nations.
In this madness, in this world, with its swiftness and its coldness, you're my peace of mind.
That was Anna Carmo reporting, and this has been our Gender Programs Year in Review for 2015 from United Nations Radio in New York. Thank you for listening. I'm Veronica Reeves.